Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, February 7th, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. The Wall Street Journal sources say Amazon is considering acquiring Peloton. They're not the only one. The Financial Times' sources say Nike might also acquire the connected fitness company. Neither company has reportedly approached Peloton about an acquisition yet. Business Insider sources say Google demoted its entire Stadia project internally, now focused on providing a streaming backend for other companies rather than attracting games to the Stadia service itself. Google calls this backend Google Stream, and it's already reportedly being used to power Peloton's first video game, Lane Break, currently in early access. The unit now prioritizes Google Stream proof of concept work and white label deals, with sources saying about 20% of the focus is now put into its consumer Stadia platform. FCC Chairwoman Jessica Rosenworcel informed Congress that network service providers applied for $5.6 billion worth of reimbursements for ripping and replacing equipment deemed insecure by the U.S. government, mostly to replace network equipment from ZTE and Huawei. In September 2020, the FCC estimated the effort would cost $1.8 billion, and Congress allotted $1.9 billion as part of the Supply Chain Reimbursement Program. The EV takeoff and landing startup Jovi Aviation signed a deal with SK Telecom to offer air taxi service in South Korea. The two companies still need certification from the South Korean government, with no plans for where and when the service will launch. Both companies released statements supporting the South Korean Ministry of Land, Infrastructure, and Transport's Korean Urban Air Mobility Roadmap, which calls for commercializing urban air mobility services by 2025 in major cities. Bloomberg sources say Spotify took down 71 episodes of the Joe Rogan Experience in which Rogan used a racial slur. These episodes date prior to Spotify's exclusive license on the podcast and were reportedly removed at Rogan's request. In a letter to employees, Spotify CEO Daniel Ek committed to an incremental investment of $100 million for the licensing, development, and marketing of music and audio content from historically marginalized groups. The Washington Post reports the U.S. Federal Reserve released technical specifications for how the digital dollar Project Hamilton would work if approved by Congress. This is not a recommendation, just a tech spec. It's based on the open-source OpenCBDC system, which you can find on GitHub. The system could handle more than 1.7 million transactions a second, settle payments in less than 2 seconds, and operate 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The Boring Company finished digging a link between the Las Vegas Convention Center and the Resorts World Hotel. The company will use the tunnel as part of a planned 29-mile Vegas loop, which will ferry passengers between more than 50 stations across Vegas. The dating app Bumble made its first acquisition, buying the French dating app Fruitz. This expands on Bumble's presence in Europe with its existing Badoo app. Fruitz targets younger users, assigning a fruit based on each particular type of relationship a user is looking for. Toshiba announced it will spin off its device business, including its semiconductor unit, into an independent company. Toshiba previously announced plans for a three-way split into infrastructure, memory chip, and device entities, but changed plans due to investor pushback. The price comparison provider PriceRunner sued Google for 22 billion kroner, that's about 2.4 billion US dollars, in Stockholm's patent and market court, saying the company manipulated search results in favor of its own shopping services. This follows an EU ruling from November that found Google violated antitrust laws for preferencing its own shopping services in search. In response to a report of harassment occurring on Meta's Horizon Worlds VR platform, Meta has turned on a personal boundary feature by default in both Worlds and the Horizon Venues event service. This prevents avatars from getting closer than a virtual 4 feet, though you can still high-five and fist bump. The feature still allows you to move past people, so it can't be used to block entrances. Like many other wireless providers, Verizon offers the ability to buy devices outright or through signing a monthly financing contract. The company previously offered 24 or 30-month financing options, but DroidLift notes Verizon now only offers 36-month financing. AT&T began offering only 36-month financing last year. Alex Kipman, a technical fellow who runs Microsoft's HoloLens division, tweeted on Friday, "Don't believe what you read on the internet. HoloLens is doing great, and if you search said internet, they would also said we canceled HoloLens 2, which last I checked, we shipped with success." Bloomberg's Mark Gurman reports that Apple will hold its next event on March 8th, set to announce previously reported iPhone SE and iPad Air models with an A15 SoC. Gurman also reports Apple plans to launch at least one new Mac this spring, although it's unclear if this would be at this event. Twitter announced it's testing adding an icon on iOS to send direct messages to a tweet's author directly from your timeline. Sending DMs generally requires going to a user's profile page. Twitter says users will still be able to close DMs entirely. And finally, Samsung announced it will incorporate repurposed ocean-bound plastics across its product lineup, with the first Galaxy devices using the plastics announced at its February 9th Unpacked event. These plastics specifically come from discarded fishing nets. It's unclear to what extent these plastics will be used. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.